On the Clazy Matt and Kimber catch-up, Kimber has a crack at a salt room, would you rather an animal's appendage or its butt, and Ronnie and Georgia preview Sunday's final episode of The Block.
Clazy Matt and Kimber. It's like a party every morning. Ready to make a day of it? Check out the non-stop action at Crown on Melbourne Cup Day. Visit crownperth.com.au.
Clazy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
What the hell is this?
Decision making in its rawest form.
What would you guys rather be?
Would you rather?
Can I close my eyes?
No, eye contact the whole time and a lot of kissing.
Would you rather?
It's Friday. I wanted to go with something just a bit silly.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
Sure. We're up for that.
Give it a go. And, you know, maybe if listeners, if you want to play, if you think you can contribute, you can give us a call at 133353. Tell us what you'd rather. All right, would you rather wake up every morning to find that a random animal appendage has replaced your non-dominant arm?
Okay.
Or permanently replace your bottom half with an animal bottom of your choice?
Where did you get you just make that up?
Okay.
Was that a dream you had last night?
Stupid.
Strap okay. your weird on.
All right. For those who missed it, would you rather wake up each morning to find that a random animal appendage has replaced your non-dominant arm or permanently replace your bottom half with an animal bottom of your choice?
Oh, I'm just trying to think of which animal has the best looking butt.
Perhaps like a rhino.
Not a rhino.
I mean, the thing is, too, that every day that you wake up, if you've got an appendage, and it's any random animal appendage, I mean, you could wake up with the arm of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, or right. you could get...
Could you have a squirrel tail?
Yeah.
Yeah. On your arm, on your non-preferred.
You could get a rabbit's ear. I'm just saying that you don't know what you're going to wake up with. Are you going to have to spend most of the morning trying to work out how to use that appendage? Waste half your day?
Just check how strict the rules are? I can't change another appendage with an animal appendage, can I?
No. Okay. It's your non-dominant arm.
And remember, it changes every day. It'll only be once in a blue moon that you're very happy.
Yeah, you're right.
You're going to
get a horse once.
That's right.
Kimber knows where we're at.
I mean, imagine if you got one of, you know, spiders' silk-making organs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? That would be quite handy because I find wrapping things in Glad Wrap quite difficult.
You're going to wrap them with your bum, though?
Well, no. It would be on my non-preferred.
Arm.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're only getting that once. I mean, the thing is that...
I do a lot of wrapping on that day.
Good on you, Spidey.
If you pick the bottom half of a really decent animal with decent legs that gets around like us, then basically you would be able to manage your life a lot easier every day.
It'd be easier. You'd still cop a few looks.
What animal has the bottom that would be most similar to humans that would be easiest to get around on? I mean, you could go gorilla legs.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind having a cheetah's bottom half because then
I'd
go in the Olympics in 2020 and win all of the sprints.
That's not bad.
This is so weird.
Do you want to lock in or do we want listeners to try?
I think I need some help.
Okay.
Well, I need some convincing.
Give us a call, 133353, and tell us whether you'd rather to have that random animal appendage as your non-dominant arm each day or whether you're going to choose the animal bottom of your choice.
No, don't want a tusk. You'd end up being taken by poachers.
You don't get to choose the animal appendage.
Oh, don't you really? It's random.
It's random.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, geez.
It's a lot more complicated than that.
No, if you want to make a choice, though, Clazy, you get to choose the bottom half. You can lock that in. Okay.
Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We need some help. Jackie's in Bertram. Jackie, what are you going for? The random appendage is your arm, or are you going to choose your bottom?
Oh, my God. Good morning, guys.
Okay, Jack.
Well, apparently I have longer arms than the average woman, so I don't need more monkey arms. my physio tells me that I've got no muscle in my bum, so I think I need a different animal's bottom.
A little bit of fat.
So, you know, like my pants stay up and my undies stay up and things like that.
So what animal would you choose, Jackie?
Yeah.
Maybe something like a big fat baboon or something like that.
Okay.
It's one extreme to the other.
Yeah. Gee, the old baboon's getting copping a hiding this morning, but there you go.
All right, Jackie's locking in a baboon bottom half.
Okay, I can live with that.
So she can keep her pants up.
Yeah. Good on you, Jackie.
So you've got long arms, so you're dragging your knuckles on the ground and you've got a baboon's bum.
I do. Nice.
Thanks, Jackie.
Nick's in Padbury. Nick, what's your choice? The random appendage or a new bottom half?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'd go for the random appendage, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because apart from the whole surprise factor every day, you'd, I'd join a travelling freak show and make some money out of it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you'd take a bit of a lucky dip.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah. That's a glass half full way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Nick's going to make a living out of it.
Yeah, it's employment. It's good.
It would be kind of like getting a new present every day, wouldn't it, Nick? Like waking up and just seeing what surprise you've got on your arm today.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it could be hideous some days. You wake up part squid. Not good.
It's not a bad option. No. Okay. Thanks, Nick.
No worries. Thank you.
Squid. Beryl's in Mandra. Beryl, tell us, what would you prefer, the random animal appendage as an arm, or are you going to permanently choose your bottom half?
Hi, yeah, definitely. Good morning. I would love to have monkeys with a pink bum.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because for the simple reason, if this politician makes me upset, I would love to flash that to him.
Oh, you'd moon them, the pink moon.
You're a great Australian, Beryl. That's exactly what we should be doing with them.
Wow. Okay. That. Well, that's everyone locked in. Well, you know, Beryl, what? I've decided I'm going to lock in a bottom half. I'm going to lock in a gorilla.
And okay, sure.
Because I just think that way I can cater all my clothing, get all my pants ready. I don't wake up every day and not be able to dress myself because I don't know what arm I'm going to have.
That's true. That's true. And I've gone down that road. I mean, I didn't realise that one could choose the bottom half, but at whatever I got for the bottom half, I could adapt.
Yeah.
Okay. I go, okay, what this is what I've got.
Yep.
I'm gonna deal
giraffe
with this.
Legs.
Yeah.
Okay,
and as you say, find the right, go to king size menswear.
What if you had the legs of a meerkat?
Well, he'd be popping up and down a lot, wouldn't he?
Anyway. You
see, so I'm locking in locking bottom half.
I'm doing the same. I'm going with Chook's bum. Because, you know, I love eggs. You know, just the supply sounds good.
That would be fantastic. Lay your own eggs.
How are you going to get those feet in shoes?
Who cares? I'll be having omelets and eggs Benedict.
All right. Lock it in.
Lock it in, Eddie.
God, we've solved one of life's great mysteries this morning.
What a worry.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
It's been months of hard slog, blood, sweat, tears, fights, fun and all kinds of other things, and it's almost down to the business end of things. Ronnie in Georgia with the course block auctions on Sunday. G'day, guys. How are you?
Hi, guys. We're good.
Hello.
Nervous.
We bet you're nervous. Now, the thing is, you left your kids, you worked really hard, there was a lot of blood, sweat and tears. What profit do you think you guys would be happy with? I mean, the minimum to have made the journey worth it?
Oh, I reckon $2 million would be pretty nice.
Yeah, sweet.
$100,000. I reckon about $100,000. I think if we can all walk away with, you know, $100,000 to $300,000, I think that would be fantastic.
No. Let's be real. I hope we win.
Now, Ronnie, Georgia, as you alluded to, it has been 6 months out of your lives. It's been, you know, obviously an incredible journey. Have you learnt things about yourself, and what would you do differently if you were to start this process again?
What we've learned mostly is that, you know, the impossible can be achieved. Just, like, have a really strong sort of mental attitude about it and, you know, I can do, we can do it. And, like, the stuff they used to throw at us was insane. And, you know, we would sort of start the week thinking this is impossible, and then by the end of that week we had finished a massive space, and, you know, we walked away renovating a whole house in 12 weeks. And, you know, just that idea alone that can be achieved is insane.
Yeah, we can't wait to buy another house and do it all over again.
Ah, there you go. Hey, guys, Kimber did mention money amounts. Now, I just want to know, this is, I'm not being horrible here, I just want to know, you're both prepared just in case it's 10 or 20K profit for you?
Oh, 100%.
Right.
I was like, you know, if we walk away with nothing, because, you know, we've come out, like, with some awesome friends, not so much the contestants, but, like, the production side of things, we've come out with some great contact, and, you know, you guys might be seeing us soon, so that's all I can say.
Oh, here we go, okay. The new breakfast crew.
look out, guys.
Oh, dear.
And so, guys, if all goes well and you make the money and everything is, you know, gone to plan, do you think now that you know how quickly you can renovate within a week, that when you do your renovations in Perth from now on, that you're going to have to speed up a bit more than you did last time?
I just don't know if our trades will be that enthusiastic about working through the night, so probably not. But no, yeah, look, you know, the fact that we now know it can be achieved, yeah, we'll probably be working towards a tighter deadline for sure.
Well, guys, whatever happens on Sunday, it's been great to get to know you, and I personally, I'm sure all of us, wish you very well for Sunday and for the rest of your journey together.
Thanks, guys. And don't forget about us, please. Come on.
No, we won't. Hey, can you do us a favour on Sunday and not say the words journey or process?
Yeah, we'll do.
Thanks.
I love
Will do.
Just a reality show, a little favour for us.
It was the best journey ever. We loved it.
Stop it. Thanks, guys.
Helping small business grow is my passion. Hi, I'm Mark Boris, and I want to share that passion with you with my podcast, The Mentor. If you're into business, listen now on Podcast One as I get the stories from those just starting out and those on the verge of a major turning point. Join me for The Mentor, and I might just help your business grow as well. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Now there's the wearable towel.
Testing.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
This is a great product.
This is just not what I think it should look like.
Kimber has a crack.
You guys remember that about 2 months back, I took a week off work with my first ever flu.
That's right.
Right. Now, it took about 6 weeks to recover.
It was a long time, wasn't it?
It was a big flu and I was a mess. Mm. And when you're sick, you get desperate, don't you? I mean, real desperate. I had every vitamin, every asthma medication. I'd been to the doctors a couple of times. I was trying, you know, your nana's go-to cure-all for sickness.
Actually, you were so bad, we thought you'd lost your marbles because halfway through your sickness, you had a week off work.
Oh,
you drove in on the Wednesday morning going, oh, I just had to get some medication. You drove to Subi for that.
And we sent you home.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. And I was just so desperate to get well that I was really trying every remedy, right? Now, my asthma got so bad that I was nearly hospitalised. And so I had a crack at a salt room.
Oh,
right.
Now, I'd never heard of a salt room.
Is it a self-defense course?
No. Welcome to the salt room.
Salt as in, you know, Himalayan salt type thing, right?
Salt.
Now,
yep.
I'd never heard of it. Apparently, they're very popular around the world.
Okay.
They're quite popular around there. We've got a couple in Perth, but I had never heard of it. And I thought, you know what? I'll give it a crack because what have I got to lose? Yeah. I'm so sick.
And that's what you do.
Yeah, and it's basically a room filled with salt. So there's salt on the ground and you put these little booties on your shoes and you go in and they pump salt through the air conditioning ducts, essentially.
There's a lot of salt.
Yeah, you just lie on or you lay on a sun lounger, a really comfy sun lounger.
Okay.
With some beautiful low lights and a few salt lamps around you.
Of course.
And and you just breathe.
Okay, because like we've had oxygen and the like, pure oxygen and the like in time. You've been oxygen bars and things, so now it's salt.
But you're just laying in a room breathing, and it's like being in this, it's a salt cave, essentially.
Looks like an ice cave, I would imagine,
does it?
Yeah,
That's exactly how it looks, but it's you know, warm and lovely, and I just sort of laid on this lounger.
Do you lick the walls?
I didn't touch the walls.
Imagine how tasty Kimber would be with all that chicken salt on it.
Yeah.
So I went to the salt room in Vic Park.
Sure.
Right, that's where I went to check it out, and I met Kat, who owns it, and I asked her about the benefits of salt and what I could expect to get.
If you've got any sort of respiratory infection, sinus problems, asthma, psoriasis, eczema, acne, if you've got a hangover, we can help with that as well.
You're speaking my language.
Now,
is there anything salt can't do?
Well, I didn't know. This is the thing. I didn't know it had that much power. So I thought, what are you talking about? Like it can do psoriasis and all this stuff. I thought,
What was it like being in there? Was it a bit strange? Did you feel a bit odd?
In there, it's very relaxing because they play this beautiful music.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yes. There's nothing like some pan flutes that have been done on someone's keyboard.
No, just listen, it's beautiful. They play this music and it's really dark and it's not, you know, and I had a nap. I just laid there. I had a nap.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like I'm going in for a massage. I'm sleeping now.
I was breathing, whatnot. That was it, right? End of 45 minutes. You lay there for 45 minutes. It's done and dusted. You go back out and you drive away.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
I woke up the next day and I could breathe for the first time in about 5 weeks.
Right. But like, you've never had such high blood pressure.
No.
Were you craving chips?
Genuinely. Yeah, yum. You can lick your lips and you can taste the salt.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
It might be in your pores and everything.
But I genuinely, for the first time in ages where I was really struggling to breathe, I woke up and could feel air in my lungs. And if you're an asthmatic and you know what that feeling is like, it's actually amazing.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm actually going to say $40 a session was all it was. I felt better after the first session. I went back for a second and I felt even better still.
Yep.
I'd give it four cracks.
Oh,
four
really?
Cracks. Four.
Yeah, if you've got some sort of skin issue or you've got some kind of breathing problem and you don't know how to fix it and you're willing to try something,
no,
I've
salty.
Gone out, I've given it a crack, I give it four cracks. Salt rooms are really rad.
Because you're a beach guy, Matt, so you would go down the beach even when it's just spring or autumn as well as summer?
I love my salt.
You love that salt?
We haven't got time, but I've been down the salt mines in Krakow in Poland.
Oh, right.
Which is quite... Well, that's where they started.
Yeah. Poland started everything.
So there you go. Four cracks, salt rooms.
Wow.
They do something. It works.
Kimber has a crack and she'll be going somewhere else and doing something else, trialing it just for us as a guinea pig.
Absolutely.
Soon on Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, look, I was playing with Bella throwing the ball and no matter how far I threw the ball, she always brings it back. So anyway, I decided to wrap it up and posted it to Kalgoorlie.
Mm.
And anyway, she caught the train out there and brought it back. Now, does that sound far-fetched?
Oh, God.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber love an excuse to get dressed up. If you party in style, don't miss Perth's premier event on Melbourne Cup Day. Classique at Crown Ballroom.